AccuWeather forecast for today. It's going to be turning sunny, we're hoping. We'll have a high near 34 degrees. Temperature-wise, around the area, we look to Kenosha starting things out. It is 36 at this hour, 34 in Burlington, Milwaukee 37, 36 degrees in Racine. At the conclusion of a lengthy meeting, the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission voted against rezoning a conditional use permit and the site and operational plans for a 170 residential unit senior campus at Campbell Woods project along Highway KR. Prior to the first of three motions to deny, Commission Chair Davis Driver pointed out this was just one proposal for this site at this time.
If this project does not go forward, yay or nay, there will be some other project that comes forward. And I think we have to give thought to that as well. Could it be another type of facility like this or townhouses? Certainly. Could it be residential? Could it be smaller lots? Certainly. I mean, these are all things that we have to take into account.
Commissioner John Kiss, despite homeowner group claims that Joseph Campbell won't work with them on possibly a compromise, said that they need to get together and hash it out somehow. Campbell said there is still a housing hangover in this area, going back close to 10 years.
You can go out and talk to a lot of the realtors in the area, and they'll tell you that we still have a big problem with oversupply of lots, single-family lots. And as I said, I went out in 2014 and came before this committee and added four additional lots to our inventory. And to this day, the four lots are still there, and we're still working on it. And it's just not a good situation right now.
Cindy Newman bought her home back in August, believing that the woods and the natural habitat would be maintained. But the project made her feel like she got, in her word, snookered.
The noise pollution of traffic and ambulances. I have lived by a senior facility, and the ambulances, unfortunately, do come very regularly to facilities like that. To approve a commercial business in a residential area as fine as Campbell Woods in a village as lovely as Mount Pleasant, I think it's just wrong.
The Plan Commission's recommendation to deny approval for the senior campus at Campbell Woods will be going to the Mount Pleasant Board's January 9th meeting. The Racine County Board this week approved a couple of proposed loan agreements. One will fund the purchase of new radio equipment for several county fire departments, each to repay the loans over the next 10 years, plus a 2% administrative fee. The other involves improvements to the intersection of Washington Avenue and Sycamore Avenue in the Mount Pleasant area in preparation for a traffic signal. The county to pay $100,000 of the cost will get reimbursed by the Village of Mount Pleasant for half the amount, plus the administrative fee on that. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave prays for his work on the agreement, Supervisor Q.A. Shakur calling them some great efforts.
This is good collaborative effort, and this is great teamwork by the county and also the local municipalities.
Both proposals approved unanimously by the county board. Property tax bills have been arriving all across Wisconsin, and while you're going to start screaming at the radio, mine is more, the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says the overall total increase averages 1.6%. The nonpartisan research group shows this year's change to be the largest since 2009-2010, when net property taxes went up by 2.8%, but it is similar to the 1.4% from back in 2012-13 and again last year. The November unemployment rate numbers are out for all of the area municipalities. They have fallen from the figures posted a year ago, the rates changing only slightly, though, from October.
At 5.4%, Racine's jobless rate remains the highest in the state, down 0.9% from November of last year. Milwaukee's rate is the second highest at 5.1%. The jobless rate in November in Caledonia was 3.8%, down 0.8% from a year ago. It was 4.1% in Mount Pleasant, down 0.5%, 4.7% in Kenosha, down 0.6%, and 3.4% in Oak Creek, down 0.2%. The unemployment rates in both Racine and Kenosha counties were unchanged from October to November. The rate in Racine County was down 0.7% and down 0.6% in Kenosha County when compared to a year ago. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And Amazon has announced plans to open up a fulfillment center in Waukegan, about 25 miles to the south of its fulfillment center operation in Kenosha. Company's leasing a 600,000-square-foot warehouse near Waukegan Road and Casimir Pulaski Drive to serve as a distribution center for large items like big-screen TVs. Facility expected to employ 100 people, adding to the 7,000 jobs company has created in Illinois over the past couple of years. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's identified a Paddock Lake woman as the victim in Tuesday afternoon's two-vehicle fatal accident along a snow-drifted highway SA in Salem. Westbound car operated by 20-year-old Irma Trevino went out of control, exited the roadway, came back, then went into the eastbound lane into the path of a Jeep driven by 43-year-old Kristen Schneider of Lake Villa. Her passenger is 25-year-old Salem resident Cassandra Josie. Trevino pronounced dead at the scene. Schneider and Josie go to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The roadway at the time, snow-covered and slippery. Alcohol did not appear to be a factor. Another motion hearing has been scheduled in Fond du Lac County Court to determine if 63-year-old Dennis Brantner of Kenosha ought to be retried for the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck. Judge Robert Wirtz, new to the case, said he needs time to review the video interviews that Kenosha police and Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies did with Brantner. During a January 23rd motion hearing, he will be ruling on whether sufficient evidence has been presented during the June trial to warrant the retrial. District Attorney Eric Toney in Fond du Lac County says he and the defense attorney Craig Powell are willing to abide by the judge's decision.
I'm going to take it up. The judge will address the motion from Attorney Powell on the sufficiency of the evidence, and if the judge denies that motion and says the evidence is sufficient, Attorney Powell conceded that the law would be in favor of a retrial.
The jury was not able to reach a unanimous decision in the original trial and was dismissed. Police in Pleasant Prairie investigating the armed robbery of a business Tuesday on the 12200 block of Sheridan Road, which involved two individuals and the use of a hammer as a weapon. One suspect, a white male, about 50 years old, a dark coat and orange knit cap. Second man, African-American, also about 50, short facial hair, wearing a dark, thick coat. Two left the business, heading south on Sheridan Road, in a white and blue pickup truck. Anybody with information urged to contact Pleasant Prairie Police or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. One of this country's biggest retailers is pulling an item off store shelves nationwide connected to the Black Lives Matter movement. A police group raised objections about the item. Sierra Crawford has the story.
Responding to complaints from the National Fraternal Order of Police, Walmart says it will stop selling t-shirts on its website that reads Bulletproof Black Lives Matter. FOP President Chuck Canterbury informed Walmart CEO the shirts will damage the company's reputation and will not help build trust between communities and local police officers. This after conservative website Breitbart pointed out last week that the company still sold the item but removed all with the Confederate flag. Although the shirts are actually sold through third-party merchant Old Glory, the company has agreed to remove this item with the bulletproof reference. I'm Sierra Crawford.
WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.